This show is brought to you by Gordo, Crispy 808, Gobi, MST3 Clay, Fancy Pants, Mr. Turbois, Dharma Wheelies, Phone Losers of America, It's My Milk in a Box, and It's Leon, motherfucker. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. You can find out more at immoralwhole.com. You can support us via PayPal, Ko-fi, or Patreon. We also accept crypto donations on our contribute page at immoralwhole.com/contribute.
Different beats to tracks and shit. Like, there was a dubstep one I was trying to make work, and it just wasn't working. I was like, ah. Hey, how you doing there, baby?
Fine.
You having a dapper's Veterans Day?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Listen, I want to dress up as Colonel Sanders and come over there and buy whatever you're selling. What do you got listed right now that you're trying to give away?
Oh, I ain't got nothing to give away. I got a phone.
What? No, you put it on you. Yeah, the phone. That's what I'm calling about. Is it this phone?
No, it's another phone. It's a Samsung phone.
Oh, does it ring?
Yeah.
Okay, how loud does it ring?
Well, you have to get service on it. It's been cut off a while.
Is it a Cricket? Is it a Cricket wireless?
No, it's a Metro.
Metro, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's for poor people.
Yeah, it's for poor people.
Yeah.
How long did you have Metro?
Well, my roommate had Metro. I got Cricket.
Was your roommate a poor? Are they still your roommate?
Yeah, he is.
He's a poor, or he's still a roommate?
He's still a roommate.
Okay, but he's not a poor anymore? Does he pull his weight around there? Did he pull himself up by his bootstraps?
No.
No? Does he just lay around all day and you go ring? Is that what he does? Does he make pretend with the phone?
No. Yeah, he used to have service on the Metro.
But they cut him off? What happened? I'm trying to figure out why the phone's available. Was it used in the commission of a crime?
No, he got another phone.
What kind of phone did he get?
Straight talk.
I want that phone.
No, he can't get rid of it. It ain't been long got it.
It ain't been long. Is he under contract?
No, it don't cost nothing. It's a lot.
It's a food stamp phone.
Ring.
Yeah, SafeLink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's Obama phone, or I guess now it was Trump phone. Now it's Biden phone.
Ring.
Yeah, kind of like that.
I think his phone's ringing. Can you pick it up? Ring.
Ring.
See, it's ringing.
No, it ain't.
It's not? Are you sure?
Ring.
See, I heard it again. It rang.
No, I don't hear it.
Oh, I just heard it a second ago.
Ring.
See, right there, I heard it.
Okay.
Is it important? Do you need to put me on hold?
Ring.
That's an important ring.
No, I'm all right.
Okay. See? Oh, my God. So many rings. Do you want to pick it up? Do you want me to hold on?
Ring.
See? Oh, my God. Oh, that's it. Okay. So, go ahead. I mean, sir, if you need to pick up the phone, you can. I mean, I won't be jealous. I won't be mad.
I'm fine.
Ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how? I mean, do you prefer I address you as sir or madam?
Either one.
Ooh, you just threw a monkey wrench in here. Okay.
Ring.
Oh, see, there's the phone again. Oh, my God, I interrupt my thoughts. Your roommate, how old is your roommate?
36.
36?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm safe.
Do you trade sexual favors for rent?
Huh?
Do you trade sexual favors for rent?
No.
No? How much rent is paid per month? Or is it biweekly rent?
I'm having to stay in a motel right now.
In a motel? What motel is it? In what room?
Closet Inn.
Closet Inn?
No, sorry. No quality.
Quality Inn. Okay, what room?
Ring, ring.
207.
207? Okay. What city?
Dakota.
Dakota?
Ring, ring.
Dakota.
Oh, spell it.
D-O-C-C-O-A.
D-O-C-C-O-A?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, all right. Oh, I see what you're throwing down now. Okay. All right.
Ring,
my
ring.
Friend, my ring, ring friend is going to talk to you.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, what's the matter with you?
I'm nothing.
Yeah? I want to know, though. What's the matter?
I'm nothing.
Nothing.
Oh.
You got any, like, furniture for sale?
Yeah, I got a twin-size bed.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What was it used for?
I was brand new.
Brand new?
Yeah.
How come it wasn't used?
Well, like the friend of mine, she just going to be using.
What, was she going to start hoeing and change her mind?
Ring, ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever have those strange men over at the house? You know what I mean by that? Ma'am?
Hello?
Hi, you got the things for sale?
Like, what is it that you're talking about?
Let's see here. Oh, man. The big doghousey.
The large doghouse.
Yeah, you still got that, motherfucker?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. How can I pay you for that?
Well, what I'll do is I'll load it up and I'll bring it to work with you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you'd like for me to do?
Where do you work? I mean, we can go to Walmart's, you know.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Vetti.
Okay. Well, I can bring it with me to work. I work at Threads. If you know where that's at, I'll bring it to work tomorrow. If you want to call me
is
tomorrow,
nice
I'll be
big
there.
Load?
Yeah. It's a nice no,
big
it's not
load
that
on
big.
The thing. Oh.
I'm sorry?
You got it, though. Okay, so $40 you want, right?
Well, I mean, that's what I was asking for. I'm sorry?
Is your
phone
ringing?
Okay, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it to work with me tomorrow, and if you want to come see it, I'll have it there at 10 o'clock.
Do you live inside of the doghouse? Is that what you're trying
to
tell
me? Yeah, I live there.
Oh, nice.
All right, this is really funny, man. All right, you have a good evening, buddy.
You too.
Hello?
Yeah. You got the firewood?
Yeah.
All right. How much for a cord?
Well, I ain't shot nothing by the cord this year to set my truck load.
All right. It says here you got $60 a load. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good wood. I mean, it's the best you can get, you know.
Is it nice and thick and hardwood?
Yeah, it's seasoned. Most of it's ash, and I've got some beech, and I've got some red oak, white oak, and hickory.
Oak! Oak! I've been handling loads since I was 8 years old, boy.
Right.
Well, yeah.
That oak barber was the best thing.
I like oak.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Plentiful. Oh, yeah. It's a nice hardwood down here in Greenburg.
What?
Greenburg.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Ring, ring.
Is that your phone?
What is it doing?
Well, it's saying ring, ring.
I don't know. I don't hear it.
Hold on. Let me change over to the other phone here. Hold on 1 second.
Ring, ring.
God damn it. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Daddy. Have you got the things for sale?
What?
You've got the items for sale.
I can't understand you.
Oh, hold on, let me turn off my head.
What?
Hello. You've got the items for sale.
Who is this?
This is me, ma'am, dear. I'm 84 years young. I'm calling about the item. The washer and dryer set. You still have it, dear.
Who are you wanting to talk to?
I don't know. I heard this on the radio. I had my son-in-law get... Now, my son-in-law, no, he's been dead for 40 years. Who the hell was it now? My grandson, yes, yes. He took it down for me. He gave me the number.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Jack. I'm her grandson.
Yeah?
Yes, that's the phone, dear.
Who is this?
Oh, she's got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, well, who is she calling?
She called this number on the back of the laxative.
Oh, that's, our number shouldn't be on it yet.
Yeah, it says, if you're dissatisfied to call this number.
Yeah, what's the number say?
Yeah, it says, if you don't have a bowel movement, you know, because a bowel movement's guaranteed.
Yeah.
To
what
call
is the
number.
What is the number? Tell me the
it's
number.
It's not on your caller ID.
Let's see. It came up. I don't know. I can't see it now.
No.
But this is just a personal number.
Rainbow.
This is a home number.
Rainbow.
Can you help her?
I told her to jump up and down. It might shake things up down there.
Well, good luck.
Well.
Thank you for calling Days in Oglesby. Can I help you?
Hey, what's up, bro? Me and this really big fat dude want to get a room. So, like, do I got to book for Like, do I got to put us down as three people, or is it just two, or what?
Yeah, just two.
But he's, like, really fat. Like, that fool's hella fat.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to lose weight.
What the fuck?
Looking 10, this is Rob. How can I help you?
Hey, man.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm out in the parking lot trying to fix a flat tire.
You are?
Yeah, I was wondering, I'm having trouble inflating the tire.
Yes.
Could you come out here and blow some hot air? Sir? Oh, guess not.
Sorry, eh?
Into drink, Peru.
Good evening, Super 8 Peru. How can I help you?
Ring, ring.
Hey, Sutmarani Vakutar Vilai Tormadia Hankia Chudiala. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, sir. Hey, how are you? Yeah. I want to make a reservation.
Okay. Is it for tonight or some other day?
It's got to be tonight.
Okay, let's see. How many people?
Three people.
Okay,
two
so
men, one woman.
One room with two beds.
Do you have a king bed? Is it one man, two women?
One king size bed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's see. There will be
$84. Do you have phones that work there? Do you
yes,
have phones?
Mm-hmm.
Do they do long distance?
You cannot call outside the country.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I want to call your sister on GB Road? How do I call her?
On where? Where?
GB Road? How do I call for your sister? She said to
where
call her on GB Road.
Where is GB
it's,
Road?
It's in India. It's in India? It's,
uh-huh.
It's where the ladies of the night are? Yeah.
Uh-huh. You can make calls outside country.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, how am I going to call for your mother and your sister? How am I going to call them?
Who are you talking again? What's your name?
My name? You want?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take it for the room.
What's your name?
My name is... first name is Ben.
Okay.
Middle initial is K.
Okay.
And the last name is spelled Lodi.
Okay. And your billing address?
Is 57 South.
Okay.
Chutia Lane.
Thank you for calling Deacon Supreme. How can I help you?
Hi.
Ring.
Hi, I'm in the parking lot. I'm trying to fix a flat tire on my bike.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you have any tools that I can use?
No, we don't.
Well, sometimes it helps to vibrate the tire to get it on. Can you come shake the tire?
Because we don't have any tools.
No, I was wondering if you would shake your butt, like, against the bike, and that might make the tire pop on faster.
shake your booty.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Are you coming?
Oh, 1 minute.
I'm coming.
Yeah. Come.
Batch.
Hello?
Anytime.
Hello?
Fitness West, this is Dan. Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, this is
I'm at the one that is, yeah, Dan, hi. I'm at the one, not your location, but another location, and there's nobody here. Like, no, there's no staff.
Okay. Are you a
member? These guys, yeah, I'm a member. These guys are really straining themselves over here, and I'm kind of concerned. Like, they're on the bench press right now, and they're having a hell of a time, and I think they're going to hurt themselves.
Which location are you at?
Next door, like next, the next one closest to you. I don't remember. I'm new here. This is my second day. These guys, there's like three of them, and they're trying to pull the bar up, but it's too heavy for the guy on the bench.
My question to you, sir, is where are you?
Me, I'm over on the treadmill, but these guys are trying to bench press way too much. They got just the bar. They took the weights off, but the bar is too heavy.
Where is the staff?
The question is, where's the what staff? What location are you in?
I'm in the Anytime Fitness.
Is this Anytime You Feel Like It Fitness? Because where is the staff?
What location?
These guys are running amok, man. They're picking up the bench now and trying to lift it over their heads.
Well, you know what?
It's the 4th Street one, the 4th Street.
Well, there's not a 4th Street location.
Yes, there is. Uh-huh. 320 South 4th Street.
Well, you might be in the wrong city, bud.
You might be in the wrong ass. I need some help over here.
Well,
sir, I thought this was any time. Any time.
I only own
we're near the Walmart. Yeah.
Oh, pass the buck. No, any time means any time. You know, I wake up at 2 in the morning and I want to get my swell on. You got to be ready for me.
Well, you might want to call the people.
Yeah. Oh no! What are they doing?
They're lifting way too much weights.
They're all the same company for the most part now, it seems.
Travelodge by Wyndham. This is Tiffany.
Oh my God, Tiffany! I'm glad you answered. Listen.
Why?
There's guys up. Well, I'm going to explain it to you if you just quit interrupting me like a rude little valley bitch, okay?
What do you want? Yeah. Tell me.
Well, this guy, like in the other room, he invited me to his room. He said they were going to do bench presses. And I went in here and these guys are still fucking ridiculous. They're bench pressing each other over in 215.
Are you kidding me?
No, they're on the bed. And he says, watch. He slapped me on my thigh. And he picks the other one up and he puts them up like a board. And he just sits, this. Can you hear him, can you? Can you hear him?
No.
Oh, my God. Let me get closer to my... I'm in 213. Let me go closer to my wall. Listen, you got to hear this through the wall. It's fucking crazy over there. Do you hear him?
Shut up. It's not.
They're over there. They're bench pressing. They're doing exercise. They said they're working on a new video. They said it's an internet thing.
Ah. Well, that's, you know, each is its own.
Hang on. I got a key. I'm going to go check. I'm going to open the room door here real quick. Hang on. I got it. Okay, hey. Guys, listen, the girl at the front desk doesn't believe me. She doesn't believe me at all. Oh, that's good form. You guys are very strong. Strong individuals. Look at those muscles. They're so ripply. Jesus, those muscles. You should come see these muscles. Oh, my God. That's a fucking lamp. Jesus, what are you doing? Oh my God. Where'd the baby come from? Oh, no. No, this is crazy. I know.
You're
sorry.
Nuts.
I should. I'm gonna take the escalator. I'm gonna take the escalator to hell now.
Oh my god!
Hey, no, you gotta go take a dip in the pool on the third floor.
Welcome to the third floor pool. Take a dip in here, get you nice and warm. The devil will greet you now.
You're awful.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I'm stuck in the toilet. There's a baby in here.
Oh my god, I gotta get going. I got somebody to counter.
No, you gotta help me.
No, goodbye. You gave me enough laugh for tonight.
There's Rosemary's baby.
Goodbye.
No.
Don't.
Iowa City Corps for Heartland Inn.
Hey.
Hey, I'm in the room right now, and the dude next door, I think they're bench pressing each other or something, because I was walking by and the door was cracked, and I seen one dude laying on his back and the other dude kind of, like, on him, and he just kept picking him up, like, over his head on the bed, and they're, like, bouncing, dude, and they're making a lot of noise right there, dude.
What room number?
Can you hear them?
No, I can't. Do you know what room?
You can't hear them.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys quiet?
Thank you for calling Heartland Inn.
Thank you for choosing Super 8 by Wyndham. This is Will. How can I help you?
Are you that famous black Will that was with the Black Eyed Peas and put a finger in Fergie? You are very
welcome. How can I help you tonight, sir?
Oh, the guys next room, they're doing curls and exercises. They're curling. They're doing curls. They're in 215. And they're making I think they're Satan worshippers.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Super 7. How can I help you?
Hi there.
Hello.
Can I tell you about something that's going on in the room?
Sure.
I don't know how to say this, but I got like a Parker Brothers Ouija board, and I started talking to a spirit that said he was.
Jesus! I do not want to hear that. Goodbye.
Hi, sir. Do you have any holy water or maybe some sage to burn in this room?
No.
Okay, because there is some very, very disgusting things going on in here. It sounds like some satanic devil is shitting in my toilet.
What do you mean by that?
Sir. Okay, so I need to come clean. When I checked in, I brought with myself several items of a spiritual nature, and I made an altar, and I said, oh, there's no such thing as Satan. If Satan exists, come into my bathroom. And then Satan showed up in my bathroom, and he took a really smelly dump.
What room are you in?
And for some reason, his poo cries. Like a baby.
Tell him to bring some more goddamn toilet paper. And bring some Charmin, goddammit. Charmin.
Sleep in this, Ricky. I'm help you.
Hey,
I think my wife went next door.
What?
Is this the front desk?
Yes.
I think my wife, she ended up in the room next door.
She ended up in the room next door?
She's with the two guys. I think they're bench pressing each other. And she's right there, too. Can you hear them? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I need... Can someone go check in there, please?
Yeah.
What room number are you in?
216.
216?
I don't remember. I don't remember what number that room is.
Grandpa, it's 215.
My wife! My wife is in there with them!
Okay, go have fun then.
Dude, motherfucker, you there!
Sleep in this
room. Hello? Hello?
You son of a bitch, get my wife out of the fucking room!
Who's that now?
Hey, you can't call me. Go do whatever you want to do, okay?
Hey, don't talk to my grandma that way, you son of a bitch.
Get my wife out of there, you son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't talk to people.
I'm going to call the police.
No, I'm sorry, I shouldn't talk to people.
I
shouldn't talk to people that way. No, 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 no. No, no, please don't.
You're a fucking snitch.
We're so
mad. Snitch. He's a snitch.
Do the shit sound.
Country in the Suites, how can I help you?
Hey, I came to the hotel. I don't know what room I'm in, and I think the...
No, it's a different number.
Hey, Mr. Robbins, I'm helping you.
So, basically, I don't know what room I'm in. I woke up in here. I was out partying last night, and I got taken home, and I'm in the bathroom. And I'm in the bathroom. I don't know what room I'm in, and I need toilet paper.
Oh, you don't know the room number?
I don't know the room number. I'm in the bathroom. The girl, she gave me some old shit food.
Okay, what is the last name?
I don't know her name. I met her at the club.
What is the last name again?
I don't know her name. I met her at the club.
No, you are in the room, right?
She took me home last night, and we stayed, and we fucked.
Grandpa.
And now I'm in the bathroom taking a shit.
Grandpa, you don't remember your last name?
Asshole.
I'm taking a shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do these days.
Anyone there? Oh, there it goes.
Oh. It's a toilet reeking. There's a toilet reeking in here.
American on 60, how can I help you?
I'm taking a shit.
Okay, cool. Why'd you call?
Well, because we tried a detox soup. And we're in the room, and we're just pooping everywhere. There's only one bathroom. So some of us have to go on the bed.
Soil the sheets again.
Oh. Is that Chrissy in the background?
Who's Chrissy? That's Grandma.
Oh, God. Oh. Hello, fellow Taco Bellians.
Oh.
Well,
yeah, we're fellow Taco.
I'm missing the toilet. I can't see it.
Oh, let me do that. Hang on.
Thank you for calling Baymount. This is Josh. How may I help you?
Hey, Josh. I'm using the bathroom in the room right now. Does this stream sound right to you? It just seems like something's wrong with my urethra. Like, this doesn't sound right. How does it sound to you? Does it sound like it's being obstructed?
I do not understand.
Like, so I'm making pee. I'm making pee right now. Can you hear the pee?
Nope. Do you need
You can't hear me peeing? For my penis? Probably. Hang on. Let me reattempt. Yeah, let me step out to the toilet here. All right. Let me take aim real quick. All right, how does this one sound? Like, does it sound stronger than the last time I was peeing? But I don't understand, maintenance for my penis or for the toilet?
Maintain the stick.
Oh, no, I missed the toilet. I peed on the baby.
Oops.
It's a stone, you know.
On the lodge front desk, I'm help you.
Hi, I'm passing stones in my room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's turquoise. Yeah. Why do you have turquoise in your pee-pee?
Yeah, we call him the Rolling Stone because every time he pisses... Oh, that's pretty awesome. Good for you. A stone skips across... Oh.
133rd,
I'm accidentally picking the people their pillows.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
The guy, I
have his pillow, he's right here, he's yelling at me because I have his pillow.
Give me back my pillow.
Of can of oil?
Hi, thank you for calling Fairfield Inn, Cedar Rapids.
Hey, bitch.
Hello?
Hi. Hey there.
Who's speaking?
Oh, my name is Bill Nye. Bill, the white guy.
This
is me in Cocoon.
Thank you for calling Fairfield Inn, Cedar Rapids.
Hey, what up, baby?
Hey, we're up here mixing a new song. Tell us how you like it.
Listen to this, baby.
They're going to come and cut your goddamn evil heart out with a spoon.
Oh, God.
Thank you for calling Super 8. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Can I have a taco de pesquis? Sin cebolla y no cilantro.
I do not speak Spanish.
Oh, can I have a pillow to my room?
Pillow? Yeah, what's your room?
My room is 345. Hey, it's okay. I'm just going to ask the guy next door. I'm just going to ask him for his pillow.
No, man, you can have my pillow, bro.
Hey, come on, man. Let me have your pillow, man. Here, come on. Open the door.
No, man. First, you got to suck my teeth, bro.
Come on, man. Open your fucking door and give me the pillow right now, man.
Oh, chill, man. I don't...
Back off the
Taco
Bell noise.
Hey, bro. Fool, you guys got a taco de pesquis or what?
What'd you say?
Can I get a taco de pesquis?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know, fool? Let me talk to someone who does know then.
Okay. One sec.
Come on, hurry up. Let's go, fool.
Okay, I'm here. What can I help
you
with? What
can you have me waiting for? Can I get a taco de pesquis or what?
No, not from here.
My friend has horrible diarrhea. God damn it.
I'm sorry.
You fucking stupid or something, dog? Come on. Hey, I want to talk about the best queso right now, fool.
Look, I'm letting the air out of his asshole.
Hey, this fool has my ass open, fool. He's holding it while I'm taking a fat shit, so you better give me a taco de pesquis right now, dog.
Absolutely not.
What's your fucking problem,
man? Yo, you hear this motherfucking guy, dog? You hear this motherfucker, fool?
Don't make us
hop up.
What are you, Toledo? This is Sonny. How can I help you? Hello?
What's
up, fool? You got a taco de pesquis or what?
Yeah, that's my friend. He's trying to teach me Spanish. How's my accent?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hey, my friend is with me. He gave me a real Mexican food, and now I'm making shit.
My name is Pijo. Look, I made him a taco.
Please, I know Indian Toledo. May I help you?
Oh my God!
What Hello? The fuck? What's your problem, Hello? Man? You, why don't you speak? What?
You calling from?
Calling Hello? From your mother's bedroom. Yeah.
Mind your language, fucking.
Hey,
Sutmaranibwa. Oh, it's one of him. Hey, yeah.
Shut up.
Hey, Sutmaranibwa, who are we lying?
I was trying to get to that board real quick. I was like, oh, it's one of them. Hang on. Look at the main board.
Hello?
Hi. Hello? Do you guys have any rooms available? Do you have any rooms available?
Just a minute, sir.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
So my first... Yeah,
Hello?
My name is... put my name down, please. Are you ready?
What's your name, sir?
My first name is Ben.
B-E-I-N?
Last name Chod. Ben Chod, you motherfucker, you.
Hey, Haram Jara. You caught him with. You just called me. Who is this?
Hi. You gave us a call. I was wondering if everything was okay.
Uh huh.
Are you staying in the hotel?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, ma'am. It must be a wrong number because I just got a scam likely guy.
Oh, no. Yeah. We got a phone call from this number saying that you needed toilet paper.
What number?
Your number.
What number?
Five.
Uh huh.
Are you okay? Do you need something? Are you in Avid Hotel?
What number just called you prior to me that you think is a scam?
Oh no, I didn't think it was a scam. I thought it was a hotel. Someone in the hotel who needed help.
Hold on a second, ma'am. I can't hear you very well. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, what number called you prior to you calling me?
The same number I just dialed.
Say that again.
The same number I just dialed to reach you.
I ain't playing shit, ma'am.
I was concerned because you said you needed toilet paper.
I just got a call from you saying it was a scam likely, so I think you got the wrong number.
That is bizarre. Okay. Well, we'll just let it go. I'm sorry about that.
Nah, yeah, I think so, actually. There's a good chance of that.
Yeah, I have no idea. That is bizarre. All right, well, you have a great evening.
Well, what the fuck are you then?
I'm confused.
What number did you just try to call?
The same number that just called us.
Bitch, don't fucking throw those fucking shade at me, motherfucker. I was calling you back trying to be halfway decent. You called the wrong fucking number. What number did you just call prior to this?
We didn't call a number prior to this.
What the fuck
this
are you
is
talking
Avid
about,
Hotel.
Bitch? Like 30 seconds ago,
this
I had a call from this exact
desk.
Number that I called it back.
This is the front desk at Avid Hotel. Are you staying at the hotel?
What the fuck are you talking about? Well, what about my mother? She's dead.
What about your mother? I didn't say anything about your mother. Are you okay, sir?
What number? Tell me.
Tell you what?
Motherfucker, you're not, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What number did you just call
Why
prior to just tell me?
Why are you talking
like,
so aggressively
talking.
To a woman
just
at
tell
the
me a
front
number.
Desk.
What number did you call?
Five.
Jesus
we were
Christ,
concerned
you're stupid.
You
what number did you call before this?
We didn't call a number before this. This is a hotel. We thought you were a guest staying in the hotel, so we were checking on you because we got a phone call.
Jesus Christ, lady. What is your fucking problem?
I'm wondering what your problem is. Are you drunk?
What number did you call me? Tell me.
I've told you a million times. It sounds like you are in.
Uh-huh.
You are obviously don't know what's going on, so I'll just end this since you are very rude and keep calling me names. So you have a great evening. Thank you.
What fucking number? Tell me, lady.
Cedar Rapids Avid Hotel. This is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. My friend who is slightly intoxicated picked up the phone while I ran to the store to grab some toilet paper. He said he had a rather disturbing conversation with someone at the desk.
Yeah, and it was actually really weird. Is he okay?
He can't tell me about it. He told me, he pointed at phone, and then he had a piece of paper that said what number, and then it said front desk, and he's passed out now.
Oh, okay. He was extremely rude to me, and I was just trying to, because he called us something about toilet paper, and he had hung up the phone, so I called him back, and he said that my number came in as a spam number, and I said, oh, I do apologize for that. I'm calling from the front desk just to make sure you're okay, and then he started screaming and yelling horrible things at my.
Oh my God! He is a raging alcoholic. I asked him what he was celebrating today, and he told me Cinco de Mayo.
Oh well, I mean, okay. I'm just glad everything's okay because we couldn't tell if he was staying in the hotel or not, and he didn't sound okay, even though he was screaming that I was a fucking bitch, stupid whore. So thank you so much for calling back because we were honestly concerned.
Well, the sad thing is it's Veterans Day, and so he keeps invoking Veterans Day. He keeps telling everybody that his whole family died in 9/11, which is untrue. His mother lives in Arkansas.
Oh my God! No. Oh yes.
Yeah, he went to Starbucks today, and he started telling them about his service in the military to get a free coffee, and he never even signed up.
No. Oh no! Mm-hmm. That sounds horrible.
He went down to Goodwill and bought a bunch of fatigues, and he's been wearing them around all day.
Oh my Lord! Is he getting help? Probably not.
Well, right now he's probably getting the best help he can get because he's passed out.
Okay. Well, then yeah. For now, that is good help. I was just worried, and the conversation.
Hang on a second. Don't get up, dude. Dude, you don't have your legs out from under. You're gonna fuck, dude. Oh, yeah, what the fuck? Oh, he's
fuck
oh,
you,
shit.
Son of a bitch. Fuck you.
Dude, you're breaking everything.
Fuck you, son of a bitch. I was in 9. Fucking bitch.
So what room are you guys in?
215.
215, okay.
Look,
let us know if you need help.
Okay, I'll let you know. I'm going to try to get help. Put the glass down.
Okay.
Look, you pansy, I could kill you from a sitting down position, sir. You pansy. What did you do? I was knee deep in rice patties.
Rice patties.
He's talking about the time he went for a tour for the Rice Aroni factory in San Francisco. Yeah.
Oh wow! All right. Well, I'm glad everything's okay. And if there's anything we can do for you, let us know.
We got the toilet paper. But if you do have tampons, Grandma is spotting.
I carried an M16, and you. You carried a guitar.
A guitar. I do not play the guitar. All right. Well, we have tampons down at the front desk if you need any. You guys have a great night.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of pussies here. You need more.
Excuse me.
Hello?
Hey.
Yes?
What's up, bitch?
Hey, look, you got one of those self-sealing mattresses?
Hello?
What's up, baby? Can I come kiss you on the back?
carpet.
Motel 6 Marshalltown, this is Teresa. How can I help you?
Hi, Teresa. I have too many carp in my bed. I was fishing all day, and I accidentally, well, the whole bucket went everywhere. And now they're just flipping and flopping all over the bed. What should I do? Because it's getting
fucking flipping and flopping around, you fucking floppy fish.
Yeah, they're flipping and flopping.
You can put them back in the bucket. What room are you in?
Well, I'm in the bedroom. Look. My brother's in the bathroom, and my son is, he's playing with
the wall there. I turned the toilet tank into an aquarium. I hope that's okay. I put a bunch of fish in the toilet. Like, they live there now.
I guess it works.
It's okay. Yeah, just nobody flush the toilet.
Right?
Nobody flush the toilet, okay? Because Nemo and Dory are going to go down if you do.
Fucking floppy fish.
True. If you give me your room number, I'll make sure I'll get you some new linens.
Why do we need new linens? What happened?
You just said you spilled them in the bed. Nasty. Yeah.
What
John Lennon is my least favorite Beatle.
I did not spill. I don't know what you're talking about, lady.
You said you spilled
every
the
family
on your bed.
No, I said the fish live in the fish. Not fish. They live in the toilet tank now.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, see, like every family photo, there's always a wet spot in front of me on the table, on the tablecloth, because I always spill, but not this time.
There you go. Well, I guess if you're happy with the fish in the toilet, I'm good with
that. I'm not happy. Yeah, I'm not really happy. Can we talk about that? Or?
What do you need from me this evening?
Do you have any, like, antidepressants? Maybe some
Nope,
Valium?
I'm not a pharmacist.
No?
No.
What can you do?
Not much.
Can you come up to the room and watch Fried Green Tomatoes with me?
No, I'm sorry. I can't do that.
I'll pay you. I'll, like, give you fish.
Yeah, no.
Cooked fish. Like with heat. What are you watching?
No.
Are you watching soap operas?
No, I'm not. I'm watching Gunsmoke.
Days of Our Lives.
No.
Gunsmoke. Are you like 80 years old?
No. It's a show I used to watch with my father.
Oh yeah, I used to watch All in the Family with my mother.
Yeah.
And also Sanford and Son.
Yep.
Butt Smoke.
Did you watch MASH too?
I did.
That's the whole thing is depressing. That whole show. I hear some fornicating in the room next to me. Is that something you can do something about?
I can't. It's a hotel. People do that all the time.
Yeah, but how do you really clean that?
With chemicals.
Kind of chemicals. Bleach? Simple Green? Mr. Clean? Fabuloso? Pledge?
Bleach.
Formula 409.
Just bleach.
Lime away.
Ring.
CLR.
Ring.
Nope, just bleach.
Scrubbing bubbles.
Ring, ring.
Nope, just bleach.
Nope, just bleach.
Brillo pads. Palm olive. Joy. Tide.
No.
Yeah.
Tide pods. Clear.
No.
The stain lifter, that's all?
No.
No.
Comet?
Comet.
Barkeeper's friend?
Barkeeper's friend.
I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye.
I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye.
What?
Terrible. Oh, shit.
Hi, good evening. This is Mohammed Bilal.
Fuck you, Banjo.
Hey, where's my order?
Your order?
Yeah, where's my order? It's like 45 minutes late.
Sir, this is Marifine Hotels.
Dude, I don't care. You said, I just talked to you over text, and you said that, you know, the restaurant was busy, you were waiting for my order, and then you were going to come bring it.
This is a Marifine Motel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I mean, if you moonlight, yeah.
Sir, you didn't talk to me. I think you need to check the number
uh-huh.
again. This is a motel.
No, do one thing, okay?
Yes.
Do one thing. Check your phone. You should have a text from Ben. You have a text from Ben K.
Yeah,
Lodi? Did you call me a cop?
Yeah. There is not even a single message text I sent you or I received from you.
Did you see the text from your sister on GB Road? Did you see that text?
Sir, why are you doing this?
Because I'm a Bodmash. I'm a Haramjara.
And I'm a Banchod.
Where's all right. Yeah, it's your problem then, brother. Bye.
And hey, I'm a Terry Makichut, just so you know.
And we...
I think I don't think has any merit. I just
Hampton and Altoona.
Anyone that I don't think has any merit, I can remove.
I'm sorry?
Is this Tuna?
My wife next door, she went in the room next door.
Alcoholic.
This is Josh. Can you hold, please?
My wife is getting fucked next door, in the room next door.
She was like, nope.
I'll be knocking.
Thank you for calling the My Place Hotel in Altoona. This is Lynn. Can I help you?
Hey, man, I'm knocking on the door for a pillow. And my neighbor, he took my pillow.
Hey, you kind of had a pillow, man.
Hey, it's each room come with two pillows. You take, now I have one pillow.
You taking my pillow. I don't like it.
Man, I piss all over your pillow, man.
Oh, fucking a pillow.
Now you got a yellow pillow.
Hey, lady, we needed a pillow. Hello?
Hello?
Hold on, man. I'm going to put the pillow in my ass. Hold on.
Hey, I'm going to get this pillow and I'm going to fucking hit him with it really hard. Lady, if you don't come right now and give us... Hi, this guy, then he coming and he taking a pillow and he said I'm a Banchod. He said my name is Banchod.
Sorry?
Yes, he's a Terry Makichut, yeah.
He taking my pillow, man. Come on.
He doesn't deserve a pillow. He's a Banchod, Bodmash.
Can you tell him to give me my pillow back, please?
I'm not getting no give.
Motel 6 Altoona.
Good morning, Julia. It's me, Joe.
Hello. Sir, your voice is completely breaking. I'm not understanding what are you trying to say.
Are you able to hear my voice now?
Hello? Sir, can you hear me?
Yes.
Don't shout! I've hugged you right now!
There's some Indian men fighting outside of... There's Indian men fighting outside of my room.
What room number are you in, sir?
I'm in 215. The other one's bent over the railing and he's putting something inside of him.
What room number? I mean, where are they fighting?
I'm at 215 at the top.
In the room or outside?
Outside.
Okay, I'll call police right now.
No, don't call the police. I think we can lasso him. Do you have a lasso? Do you have a rope?
I can...
What?
Ma'am, I can tie them up with my lund.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, he can do it, ma'am. He's the big bold mash.
I have a big...
I'm calling the police immediately.
Ah, shut up. You're stupid.
Taco Bell with a hotel downstairs.
That's called a wife.
This is Sophie. How can I help you?
Hey, why do you have that stupid name from that woman that from Frozen? Can you freeze shit or no?
Hello?
Is there a Taco Bell?
This bitch.
Is there a Taco Bell there?
Is there a Taco Bell there in the hotel?
Is there a Taco Bell there?
Days in, this is Crystal.
Hi.
If she was African American, her name would be Crystal.
Oh my. There's a problem in the room.
Bitch tits.
The toilet paper is not the right way. It feeds from the bottom instead of the top.
Tell her to come fix it. Tell her to come fix her fucking woman mistake.
Well, I'm trying to get her, trying to be civil here.
Tell her to change her tampon.
What room are you guys in?
215. Sorry, my friend's drunk.
Fuck, okay. I don't like
so
the way this
we don't
fucking
have
mirror
a
looked 215. At me. Fuck this mirror.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm dyslexic. I meant 251.
We don't have that either. Are you calling the right number?
Fuck that mirror. Fuck that mirror looking at me.
Well, see, the problem is that he... He couldn't find the toilet paper because it wasn't rolling the right way.
Okay. What I need to know is which room... You guys are in.
I don't know. Because I'd have to leave the room to find out. It's too cold outside. Now, we had an impasse here.
I can't help you if you don't know which room you're in. What is your name?
Ben.
And your last name?
Dover.
Mandover. Tell her to bend over.
So, I don't have you in my system.
You don't have who?
You, like your name, on any of my rooms.
What name did you look up?
What motel are you staying at right now?
I don't know.
Okay. So I'm thinking that
hello,
maybe
ma'am?
You guys...
Hello, ma'am. Hello?
Hello.
I climbed inside of my friend's rectum, and now I'm talking through his mouth. Put in your asshole, talk it out your
American.
Mouth. Hi, ma'am. How much of that did you just hear?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Okay, yeah, I think we both should just act ignorant in this situation. I need to make a reservation.
Okay, for which night?
Yeah, ma'am, this is going to be a hilarious prank call. I hope you're prepared. It's going to be for next Thursday.
And for how many people?
No, just me for three nights.
Okay, and do you have any pets?
No pets. Well, I have the one in the urn because I'm going to spread its ashes. Is that allowed for free or do I pay?
It's like, do you have any live dogs or pets?
No
live.
Don't
allow any pets.
I have one parakeet ashes.
Okay. So the room would be $115 plus tax per night.
Okay. And let me ask you this. That's fine. I'm well-to-do. How sturdy are the vents that are in the walls?
I'm sorry, what was that?
The vents. Are they put on with screws or nails?
Sorry, I didn't understand you.
The vents in the rooms that provide the heating and the cooling, are those put on with nails or screws?
It's actually a heater that's in the wall.
Okay, because I want to put the ashes of my parakeet in the wall. I'm in the wall right now.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Hines. This is Phelan. May I help you?
This is Phelan. How can I help you?
You're a moron.
Hi,
I'm a human being.
Thanks for calling Clark's Hotel. How can I help you?
Oh. It's a grand old flag, a high flying flag, and forever and.
Hi, I need my wife.
My gandu. My gandu is open.
Your what? Your
my gandu.
Can I put you on hold?
Can I put you on hold?
Yes.
Thank you for your patience.
If you take your brain out, that's 3 pounds.
We are not available now. Please call again. Thank you for your call.
Who's giggling in the background of the machine?
Memory full.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
What's put in?
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a rocket. Stuck a feather up his ass and called it Hershey's chocolate.
I'm lactose intolerant. Oh, Cat's a lesbian. You heard it here first.
Okay, all right.
Westward in.
I love your pussy.
What am I in? Capri Shores? Hello? Oh, fuck.
Thank you for calling the Hampton Inn and Suites in Riverton, Wyoming. This is Jerrica. How may I direct your call?
Do you name Jerrica or Jericho?
Jerrica.
Okay, I'm going to make an order.
An order?
Yeah, an order for a room. What's she doing?
Thank you for calling the Clearwater 12 Motel here in Kamiai. Please press 0 for the front desk or your...
One moment, please.
No. Mm-mm. We don't do that here.
Good evening, Clearwater 12 Motel. This is Renee. Hello?
Are you the same lady that was on the record? Don't you?
Yes, I am.
You see, I was at about a 6 right there, and I had to pull back. You don't want to see me at a 10.
What can I do for you?
So you're the lady. What's the thing echo on the phone? Hey, so you were the person on the recording?
Yes, I was.
Did they pay you extra to do that? You have an echo.
There is an echo.
No.
Yeah, I hear the echo.
What can I do for you?
I have a problem. I've made several wrong turns while trying to find my way down to the front desk because I wanted to check if you had any more soap. And I found this stairway, and when I go through the door here, like, it just, there's no lights down here.
What room are you in?
I was in 215, but like, I can't find a switch. There's several steps, and there's cobwebs. Lots of cobwebs. It seems like a dark hole.
And you're trying to find the office?
Yeah, I was trying to come to the front desk to see if you had any soap, little bars of soap, because I'm unclean. The walls feel very warm and squishy and wet.
I check now.
Downtown Motel.
Hey, you're not Hindi, are you?
No, I'm not.
What are you?
Well, right now, just answering your call. What would you need?
Well, I'm gonna come down, and I'm gonna poke you with a pen, and I'm gonna get a DNA sample so I can run a 23andMe test. To see what you are before we go any further in this conversation.
I can hardly hear you, buddy. Could you speak up again?
Yeah, that's why we're going to run the test. We're going to test you for any genetic diseases. Maybe you have a hearing problem.
I am the devil. Hello? 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 I am the devil.
The Kenji Motel.
Thank you for calling Gateway Inn. This is Lauren. How may I help you?
Can I have a gateway into that ass or what?
Hello?
Kick your way into that ass.
Thank you for calling the Hills Kenji Grand Hotel. This is Alex.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you? Hello?
I'm good. Listen, I want to talk. Yeah. I think I did it again.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hi, I think I did it again.
Mm-hmm.
Did what
again? From what I can recall the last time, well, I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby. It might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Because to lose all my senses, that is just so...
Good evening. Thank you for calling Hills Kenji.
Yeah, it was black in a white t-shirt, and she had it tied up around her belly button. She showed her belly button very exotically, and I had a belly button fetish for the longest time. That's why I'm in this hotel. And so I started finding all the holes in my room, and I was like, oh my God, that's Britney Spears' belly button. And I started like rubbing my finger around it, like I was tickling her belly button. And then there was peach fuzz, and I was like, yeah. And I licked
peach
it.
Fuzz.
Yeah, I licked it. I was like, yeah. Yeah, peach fuzz. That's a song I haven't heard in a long time. You know what I'm saying? Peach fuzz. That's
hey, lady. Me and my uncle want to get a room.
He's got peach fuzz.
Okay.
Hello?
What day are you thinking about?
Okay.
Yeah,
what day are you thinking about?
No. Well, we're going to come tonight. We're going to come tonight, but he just wants to know if he could just poke your belly button. He has a weird thing for belly buttons.
Basically, it's like my pinky tip is like a key, and if my pinky fits in your navel, you have to marry me.
He just wants to poke your belly button.
I don't have a belly
button. It never fits, so you don't have to.
Yeah, I don't have a belly button.
You have an Audi?
Yep.
I was born without one. I just don't have a belly button.
I was born without one.
That's a goddamnable lie, because that's the umbilical cord goes.
No, for real. You can look it up. Like, it does happen to some babies.
No, for real.
It just happened to me.
No, you show me your belly button now.
He's just going to check. When we get there, he's just going to look at it. Okay?
Sounds good.
Right.
How can I help you? Hello?
My brother's on the toilet.
Hello? The shittiest music I've heard in my life.
Hey, it's not music. It's my brother shitting because of your shitty fucking food, man.
Bro, you should have already known, bro.
Dude, listen, he got a Mexican pizza, and and you know what? And he's shitting in anger because you guys got rid of the Double Decker Supreme, because you're all a bunch of real motherfuckers.
We hit him with the Supreme?
No, you got rid of the fucking Double Decker Supreme, which was the greatest food you ever served. Fuck that Mexican pizza shit.
Hey, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you, bro. I don't know what's going on
Don't call me bro, cuzzo. Hey, don't call me bro, cuzzo.
What?
Don't call me bro, cuzzo.
Jeez. You gotta be like that.
Well, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Hurt my feelings now.
No. This is gonna hurt your ears, though.
My ear?
What happened to your ears?
Arsha's Taco Bell.
Hi. The Mexican pizza. It went through me like a goose.
You're missing your Mexican pizza?
No, it went through. I eat it and it went through me. I was sitting in my car. I was driving and it went through me. You understand? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, the pizza went through me.
Hello, who is this?
This is me, I'm driving, it went through me.
You're driving?
The Mexican pizza went through me.
Oh, you want Mexican pizza?
Yeah, I'm going to drive through. It's gonna go in me.
Okay.
It's gonna go in me.
Alright.
It'll go through me.
Alright, well, I'll see you when you get here, okay?
Well, no, I already been there. I eat the food.
Oh, you already had your Mexican pizza?
It goes through me. It went through me.
Oh, okay.
It entered through my mouth portal and out my back portal. What do I do?
I don't even know. That's unfortunate.
You don't know how to make food go?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Good night.
All
I love you.
Right.
I love you. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think...
Hi. I've made three wrong choices tonight, and now I ate your food, I drove, and now I've made a mess in my trousers.
Yeah? How do you feel? Is it wet?
It's horrible.
Man, I'm so sorry.
I don't think you're taking this seriously. You think it's funny? You little punk?
What response do you want me to say?
Well, you're
fooling. What are you looking for me to say?
You made me shit myself. My plums are swimming in soup.
Man, we don't got time for these time of calls, man.
The trick is not to do that. It's just keep it open.
Yeah.
Coastal Top Inn, this is AJ. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a special request. Is it okay if when I come there, I can come with my cat and I have a little box for him?
You needed to bring your pet?
You needed to bring your pets?
Well, no. I'm a cat.
I have a little
box.
Okay, I can't hear you. I'm so sorry.
Actually, I can't hear you. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry?
I can't hear you very well. I
can't hear you.
What's
very
your
well.
Address? Your address?
It's okay.
It just comes out like a painting, you know?
Yeah, but when you put paint on your cock and rub it against the wall, it's going to come out like that.
All right, she answered the phone. You guys please address her. God damn.
Is that your mother? Invite her to the wedding. Invite your mother to the wedding. Tell her we're doing dick art.
We need to get a room. No, it's not my mother. Hello? Do you have a room?
Hello?
Hi, stupid. Yes. Do you have a room?
Yeah, we need to get a room. God
I'm
damn,
drunk.
Focus.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Did you reserve a room here yet?
Yeah, we reserved it, yeah.
Well, guys, tell us.
Okay,
tell
how many people are there? I hear a lot of people.
Well,
there was one room reserved.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We got stuck with another guy here. Do you have
Okay, I'm coming out the front, okay? I'm coming out the front right now.
Tell her I'm going to cut myself in half so we can have enough people in the room. Have you been drinking too?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm right out. Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm trying to find my way to your establishment, but I seem to have been run off the road by what I believe is a drunk driver. Are you able to accommodate me or maybe suggest an inn that would have a room available?
No, not offhand. You're trying to come here? Did you make a reservation here?
Well, I was getting ready to pull in, and a drunk driver, it was two men and a woman, they cut me off, and I blew a flat, and so now ma'am, you ain't gonna believe this, but I believe they're coming back. And yeah, I see them. Hang on a second, I'm gonna try to flag them down.
Okay.
Oh. You need to stop. You. Oh my God. They're going way too fast. Wait. Oh my God. I think they're going to make another pass.
Have a nice evening.
Oh, here they come.
Pierce Park, this is Joe. Hello, can you hear me?
No. Yeah, fucking idiot.
Why are you calling me?
Because I need a room. My wife won't let me masturbate at home anymore because we converted to Mormonism. So now I gotta rent a room to jerk my dick.
All right, good night.
I'm supposed to call. Hello?
Aloha Crater Lodge.
Oh, hi. Good, you're there. Listen, there's some weird stuff going on around the property. I think you should be aware of.
What is it? I'm sorry?
There's weird things going on around the property.
What does that mean?
There's a man who's been staring at me. He's going behind the window. He's freaking me out. And when I go out there, there's no one there.
Oh, that's weird, because there should only be guests there right now. And we're on our way home.
Is he
looking for his place or something?
Well, I don't know, because he had his trousers like halfway off and like the belt was missing.
Oh, Jesus.
And he was leering at me with his gnarly teeth.
What room are you in?
Greasy, shabby clothes. Well, my wife has the key. I'm not sure. We're not there right now. I thought you might want to know. Oh, honey, it's all right. It's all right, honey. Don't worry, honey. It's okay. I'm sure it was nothing. But anyhow, my wife, she saw him. She's very upset.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, No, that's very strange. We've never had a situation. We have such great guests, you know what I mean? Everybody's real kind of stick to themselves.
He had his belt off and you could see his thing, you know?
Oh jeez.
It was hanging out of his pants.
Okay,
said,
so are you
sir, your thing, your wallet there is hanging out of your pants.
And
he glared at me as if he was gonna hit me with the belt.
Are you upstairs or downstairs?
I think we're upstairs. Honey, we're upstairs, right? Yeah, we're upstairs. But he was downstairs, but he was able to look through our window. And that's what I thought was very strange. And there was no ladder or anything.
Are you in the two-bedroom vacation rental, or are you, like, you were here last night and you're staying a second night? Are you in the room with the two-person Whirlpool tub?
Yeah,
you got the big bathtub in there?
Yeah, we're going to go use it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Okay,
honey,
tell me that one more time. I'm going to put you on speaker. I want my husband to hear what's going on, but we're on our way home right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so you're staying upstairs, but you saw someone outside
the man. Yes, he had his trousers down halfway, and he was showing us. Honey, can you turn that up a little bit? I can't hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear
this. This is video. This is video of him as he had his thing out.
Can you turn that other stuff? I want to hear this story.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, can you tell me that story again? Hello? Oh my God.
Yeah,
something
weird
is
going on.
Hello, go ahead. I'm sorry, can you turn that stuff off so I can hear you?
Honey, can you just turn it down a little bit? Okay. Yeah, so he was outside the window. And
what are you looking at?
He had gnarly teeth and very greasy.
Okay, you're still, there's lots of things going on.
And he has gray hair.
Okay, what's your last name?
Horse.
What?
My cock, Dad.
Hello?
Hey, this is Troy. I got a missed call. Are you the lady we rented a hotel from Airbnb in Kona from?
What are you talking about?
Oh, maybe not. I got a missed call.
What?
I'm over in Hawaii. I got a missed call from this California phone number.
How do you know my number?
I got a missed call from this number. Did you call me 27 minutes ago?
What is my phone number?
Let me look.
What is my phone number?
323-417-2107.
Yeah, I'm getting phone calls.
Yeah, no, did you?
Hello?
That's the phone number that called me. That's the phone number that called me 27 minutes ago.
What?
Did you call me?
What?
Do you know why you called me? Or did you just dial my number at random?
No, I'm not fucked up in the head, actually.
Oh, I think,
Why don't I come to the what?
Hello?
Hi, I have a message from this number.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I have a message on my phone from this number asking me to call back.
Who are you?
Who am I talking to? Well, who are you? Yeah,
what?
I don't know.
Ha-ha.
I had some man call me and ask me to call this number.
Oh, really? Because I can tell you right now, my husband.
Yeah?
You have sat there and harassed me on my show.
What are you talking about?
Motherfucker, what the fuck, you punk-ass bitch?